Study Article 12. This article will be studied during the week of May 16th through 22nd. Do you see what Zechariah saw? Theme text. By my spirit, says Jehovah of armies. Zechariah 4:6. Song 73. Grant us boldness. Preview. Jehovah gave the prophet Zechariah a series of thrilling visions. What Zechariah saw gave him and Jehovah's people the strength to overcome the challenges they faced as they struggled to reestablish pure worship. Those visions can also help us to serve Jehovah faithfully despite our challenges. In this article, we will discuss valuable lessons that we can learn from one of Zechariah's visions, which involved a lampstand and olive trees. Paragraph 1, question. What exciting prospect lay ahead for Jewish exiles? There was excitement in the air. Jehovah God had stirred the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia to release the Israelites, who had spent decades in Babylonian captivity. The king made a proclamation for the Jews to return to their homeland and rebuild the house of Jehovah, the God of Israel. Ezra 1:1-3. What a thrilling decree that was! It meant that the worship of the true God was going to be restored in the land he had given to his people. Paragraph 2, question. What initial success did the returning exiles enjoy? In 537 BCE, the first of the exiles arrived in Jerusalem, which had been the capital of the southern kingdom of Judah. Those returning Jews soon got to work on the temple, and by 536 BCE, they had already laid its foundation. Paragraph 3, question. What opposition did the Jews face? Once they started to rebuild the temple, though, those former exiles began to face strong opposition. The surrounding peoples were continually discouraging the people of Judah and disheartening them from building. Ezra 4:4. As bad as that was, the situation got worse. In 522 BCE, a new Persian king, Artaxerxes, came to power. The footnote reads, years later, in the days of Governor Nehemiah, a different ruler named Artaxerxes was very favorable to the Jews. End of footnote. Opposers viewed this change in rulership as their chance to put a permanent stop to the building work by framing trouble in the name of the law. Psalm 94:20. They told King Artaxerxes that, among other things, the Jews were planning to rebel against him. The king believed their lies and ordered a ban on the temple construction. With that, the work of the once joyful temple builders ground to a halt. Paragraph 4, question. How did Jehovah deal with the opposition to the temple building? The pagan inhabitants of the land and some in the Persian government were determined to stop the rebuilding of the temple. But Jehovah was determined to keep the building program moving forward, and he always accomplishes his purpose. Isaiah 55:11 reads, "So my word that goes out of my mouth will be. It will not return to me without results, but it will certainly accomplish whatever is my delight, and it will have sure success in what I send it to do." He raised up a fearless prophet named Zechariah and gave him a series of 8 thrilling visions, which he was to share with the Jews for their encouragement. Those reassuring visions helped them to see that they had nothing to fear from their opposers and urged them to press ahead with Jehovah's work. In the 5th of those visions, Zechariah saw a lampstand and 2 olive trees. Paragraph 5, question. What will we consider in this article? We all get discouraged at times, so we can benefit from considering the encouragement Jehovah gave the Israelites through Zechariah's 5th vision. Understanding this vision can help us to serve Jehovah faithfully when we are dealing with opposition, when we are coping with change, and when we receive direction that we do not understand. Dealing with opposition. Paragraph 6, question. How did the vision of the lampstand and the two olive trees described at Zechariah 4, 1-3 give the Jews courage? Zechariah 4, 1-3 reads, "The angel who had been speaking with me came back and woke me up as when waking someone from sleep. Then he said to me, 'What do you see?' So I said, 'I see and look, a lampstand entirely of gold, with a bowl on top of it. There are seven lamps on it, yes, seven, and the lamps, which are at the top of it, have seven pipes. And next to it are two olive trees, one on the right of the bowl and one on the left." The vision of the lampstand and the two olive trees gave the Jews the courage to overcome opposition. How? Did you notice that the lampstand had a continuous source of fuel? Two olive trees supplied oil to a bowl-like reservoir that, in turn, furnished oil to each of the seven lamps on the lampstand. This oil kept the lamps burning without let-up. Zechariah asked, "What do these things mean?" The angel answered with this message from Jehovah: "Not by a military force, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says Jehovah of armies." Zechariah 4, 4-6. The oil from the trees represented Jehovah's powerful Holy Spirit, an inexhaustible supply of it. All the military might of the Persian Empire was as nothing in comparison with the power behind God's Spirit. With Jehovah on their side, the temple builders would be able to resist any opposition and complete their work. What an encouraging message! All that the Jews needed to do was to trust in Jehovah and get back to work. That is exactly what they did, even though the ban was still in place. The cover picture caption reads, "Zechariah saw a vision of two olive trees supplying oil to a lampstand that had seven lamps." Paragraph 7 question: What change brought a measure of relief to the temple builders? A change brought a measure of relief to the temple builders. What change? In 520 BCE, a new king, Darius I, was ruling Persia. In the second year of his reign, he discovered that the ban on the temple construction was illegal. Darius then gave royal approval to complete the work. That news alone was enough to surprise everyone, but there was more. The king ordered the surrounding peoples to stop interfering in the rebuilding work and to provide funds and supplies to support it. As a result, the Jews finished building the temple a little over 4 years later, in 515 BCE. Paragraph 8 question: Why can you be courageous when you face opposition? Today, too, many of Jehovah's worshipers face opposition. For example, some live in lands where our work is restricted. In such lands, brothers may be arrested and brought before governors and kings for a witness to them. Matthew 10:17-18. At times, a change in rulership may bring relief, or a fair-minded judge may render a decision that is favorable to the work. Other witnesses face opposition of a different sort. They live in a country where there is considerable freedom to worship Jehovah, but they still face opposition from family members who are determined to stop them from serving their God. In many cases, when opposers realize that their efforts to discourage their witness relatives are in vain, they stop opposing them. And in some cases, those who were once violently opposed have later become zealous witnesses. When you face opposition, do not give up. Be courageous. You have Jehovah and His powerful Holy Spirit on your side, so you have nothing to fear. The picture caption reads, "Rely on Jehovah's power when you face opposition." Coping with change. Paragraph 9 question: Why were some Jews disappointed when the foundation of the new temple was laid? When the foundation of the new temple was laid, some of the older Jews wept. They had seen the glorious temple built by Solomon, and they felt that the newly built temple would be nothing in comparison with the previous one. Haggai 2, 2 and 3. The contrast between the old and the new was more than they could bear. Zechariah's vision would help them to overcome their disappointment. How? Paragraph 10, question. How did the angel's words recorded at Zechariah 4, 8 through 10 help the Jews to overcome their disappointment? Zechariah 4, 8 through 10 reads, "The word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his own hands will finish it. And you will have to know that Jehovah of armies has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small beginnings? For they will rejoice and see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of Jehovah, which are roving about in all the earth." What did the angel mean when he said that the Jews would rejoice and see the plumb line in the hand of the Jewish governor Zerubbabel? A plumb line is a tool for determining whether something is perfectly vertical or upright. The angel was thus assuring God's people that, as modest as the temple may have appeared to some, it would be completed and would meet Jehovah's standards. He would be pleased with it, so why should they not be pleased? What was important to Jehovah was that the worship carried out in the new temple be in harmony with his requirements. If the Jews focused on worshiping Jehovah acceptably and on gaining his approval, their joy would return. Paragraph 11, question. What challenges do some of Jehovah's worshipers face today? Change is challenging for many of us. Some who served in a form of special full-time service for a long time have received a change of assignment. Others have had to relinquish a cherished privilege because of their age. It is normal to feel disappointed when such a change affects us. Initially, we may not fully understand the decision or agree with it. We may miss the way things used to be, and we may become discouraged, feeling that in our new circumstances, we are of little use to Jehovah. How can Zechariah's vision help us to keep giving our best to our God? Paragraph 12, question. How can Zechariah's vision help us to cope with disappointment resulting from a change in our circumstances? We cope better with change when we look at things from Jehovah's perspective. He is accomplishing great things today, and we have the unique privilege of being his fellow workers. Our responsibilities may change, but Jehovah's love for us will not. Consequently, if a change in the organization affects you personally, avoid getting caught up in the whys and wherefores behind the change. Rather than long for the former days, prayerfully look for the good in the change. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Rather than think about the things you can no longer do, think about all the things you can do. From Zechariah's vision, we learn the importance of keeping a positive attitude. Thus, we will remain joyful and faithful even when our circumstances change. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraphs 11 and 12. A brother sees the need to adapt to changing circumstances brought on by age and poor health. The picture caption reads, "Cultivate a positive view of new circumstances." When it is challenging to follow direction. Paragraph 13, question. Why might some Israelites have felt that the instruction to resume building the temple was ill-advised? The work to rebuild the temple was banned. Still, the men appointed to take the lead, High Priest Jeshua, or Joshua, and Governor Zerubbabel, started to rebuild the house of God. Ezra 5, 1 and 2. That decision may have seemed ill-advised to some Jews. The work of temple building could not be hidden from the enemy, who would use every means available to make trouble. The two responsible men, Joshua and Zerubbabel, needed reassurance that they had Jehovah's backing. They received it. How? Paragraph 14, question. According to Zechariah 4, 12 and 14, High Priest Joshua and Governor Zerubbabel received what reassurance? Zechariah 4:12 reads, "I asked him a second time, 'What is the meaning of the two bunches of twigs of the olive trees that are pouring out the golden liquid through the two golden tubes?'" Verse 14 reads, "He said, 'These are the two anointed ones who are standing alongside the Lord of the whole earth.'" In this part of Zechariah's vision, the angel reveals to God's faithful prophet that the two olive trees represent the two anointed ones, Joshua and Zerubbabel. Those two men were represented as figuratively standing alongside the Lord of the whole earth, Jehovah. What a privileged position to be in! Jehovah had confidence in them. Accordingly, their fellow Israelites had every reason to have confidence in their decisions and in God's direction, no matter what form that direction might take. Paragraph 15, question: how can we show that we respect Jehovah's direction as found in His Word? One way that Jehovah continues to provide direction to His people today is by means of His Word, the Bible. In that sacred volume, He tells us how to worship Him acceptably. How can we show that we respect the direction we receive from God's Word? By paying close attention to it, and by taking the time to understand it. Ask yourself, when I read the Bible or one of our publications, do I stop and meditate? Do I search for the meaning of Bible truths that are hard to understand? Or do I simply skim over the material quickly? 2 Peter 3:16. If we take the time to ponder over what Jehovah is teaching us, we will be able to follow His direction and accomplish our preaching work. Paragraph 16, question: when we do not fully understand the direction we receive from the faithful and discreet slave, what will help us to comply with it? Another way that Jehovah provides direction is by means of the faithful and discreet slave. Matthew 24:45. At times, this slave may give direction that we do not fully understand. For example, we may receive specific instructions designed to prepare us to survive a natural disaster that we think is unlikely to occur in our area. Or we may feel that the slave is being overly cautious during a pandemic. What should we do if we feel that the instructions given are not practical? We can think about how the Israelites benefited by heeding the counsel given through Joshua and Zerubbabel. We can also think about other Bible accounts that we have read. Sometimes God's people received direction that did not appear to be practical from a human standpoint, but turned out to be life-saving. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraph 16. A sister reflects on the fact that Jehovah is backing the faithful and discreet slave, just as He did Joshua and Zerubbabel. The picture caption reads, "Trust the direction you receive from the faithful and discreet slave." See what Zechariah saw. Paragraph 17, question: what effect did the vision of the lampstand and the two olive trees have on the Jews? The fifth vision Zechariah saw may have been brief, but it gave the Jews a fresh perspective on their work and their worship. And when they acted in accord with what Zechariah saw, they felt Jehovah's loving support and direction. By means of His powerful Holy Spirit, Jehovah helped them to continue their work and to regain their joy. Paragraph 18, question: how can Zechariah's vision affect you? Zechariah's vision of the lampstand and the two olive trees can have a powerful effect on your life. As we have discussed, it can help you to find the strength you need to face opposers, the joy you need to cope with changes in your circumstances, and the trust you need to be obedient when you receive direction that you do not understand. What should you do when you experience challenges in your life? First, see what Zechariah saw, evidence that Jehovah is caring for His people. Then, act on what you see by trusting in Jehovah and continuing to worship Him with your whole heart. If you do, Jehovah will help you to serve Him with joy forever. How does Zechariah's vision help us? When dealing with opposition. When coping with change. When given direction. Song 7, Jehovah, Our Strength. End of article.